We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's do this!
And now, Chuck and Winkler. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio.
Listen up, people!
On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. That is Chuck Freeman. I'm Bart Winkler as we talk about not one free agent move, but two. Found out about an hour ago that Za'Darius Smith, edge rusher with the Ravens, 8.5 sacks last year, he'll be coming over to Green Bay. And then before we could even let our brains settle that the news that the Packers were active in free agency, that could be about $60 million per, according to reports. Before we could even breathe, we find out from Ian Rappaport as well that Adrian Amos, Bears safety, is also on his way to where green and gold. He's covered Adrian Amos. He's covered the Bears for Bear Report. Aaron Lemming joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, Aaron.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Oh, we're doing all right. You know, this is rare air for us because the Packers have signed two free agents, and you know, we're excited if they ever signed one, but they got two knocked off. Let's get the what you've seen with Amos over his career. He started about 50 games. It sounds like an emerging safety. What do you think he brings to Green Bay?
Well, Amos is an interesting guy because he's somebody who was a fifth-round pick for the Bears, and he started his rookie year, had a pretty good rookie year, was a little rough. He actually got benched. I mean, he got benched his second year. They brought in Quentin Demps, drafted Eddie Jackson, and he wasn't even actually the starter going in year three, and Demps had an injury. He came back and looked like a completely different guy. And I think really the big knock on him over the last years that's kind of going away was the fact that he wasn't really a guy who created many turnovers, especially in the interception department. But he's grown a lot as a player. As far as somebody covering him, it's awesome to see somebody go from, like I said, a fifth-round pick to benched at one point to having multiple guys brought in free agency and then the offseason to replace him. And then to see what he's been able to do, I think it's awesome. I think for the Bears especially, it's one of the situations where they got some guys that, hey, they already have an extensive defense. But, I mean, that doesn't knock Amos at all. Amos is a very good player. I think he's a little bit better when he's covering closer to the line of scrimmage versus, you know, going into the single high or just deep downfield. But, yeah, I mean, he's a very good get, and he's a big, big upgrade for the Packers, that's for sure.
Well, as long as he's better than HaHa Clinton Dix or Kentrell Bryce were last year, he's already, like, our favorite player of all time with what he's going to be compared to. With Amos not staying with Chicago, was that a case of the money got tight? Does it have anything to do with the new defensive coordinator and Chuck Pagano, do you think? Why didn't that get worked up between him and the Bears?
Oh, it was absolutely money. I mean, you got to look at what the Bears have invested already on the defensive side of the ball. And, I mean, they got a lot of guys that are on rookie contracts right now. I mean, they're paying Khalil Mack big money. Obviously, Akeem Hicks is getting pretty good money. Same thing with Eddie Goldman. I mean, they have guys all over the field that are already getting paid, and guys that they do have on rookie contracts, like an Eddie Jackson, is going to need a contract before too long. So it really comes down to cap allocation and looking at the fact that you got the offense side of the ball that obviously needs a little bit more help. They got to sink some money there, whether that's now, whether that's in a year or two. So it's just one of those situations where the Bears are finally in a position after all this time where they have a good roster. But unfortunately, because they have a good roster and because they spent in free agency over the last few years, they don't have the cap flexibility now or in the future to be able to sign guys like Amos or even Bryce Callahan, for example, to sizable deals. I mean, it's just not something that's very feasible for them. And again, it's not a knock on Amos at all because he's a very good player. But unfortunately for the Bears, it just wasn't a situation where they could afford to pay these guys and have any cap flexibility moving forward.
Okay, so it wasn't a situation where the Amos were like good and riddance, this guy's gone. They wanted to sign him, just no room, you said.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, he's a very good fit. He worked very well with Eddie Jackson. I mean, Bears have a really good defense, and it would have obviously been ideal for them to be able to keep him. But in the situation that they are and just the way things are moving, it just it didn't make much much sense from a financial perspective.
Read a tweet from Potash, one of the sports writers from the Sun-Times, talking about he questioned whether or not an average player like Amos, he called him an average player, emerged in Fangio's system in Chicago, maybe don't necessarily expect him to any other team he goes to, in this case the Bears, because Fangio is able to make average players look better than they really are sometimes.
Well, I mean, I think you could make that argument for a lot of different players. I mean, you just look at, I mean, for the example of the Bears, I mean, the Bears have made a career over the last, what, 3 or 4 years, signing, you know, slightly above average to good players from other teams and paying them big money. So obviously there's always going to be those situations, but they've had situations like Akeem Hicks where they signed him to a decent contract and he ends up outperforming that. So at least for me, I really liked Vic Fangio, although I think Vic Fangio was more, I mean, he was obviously a very good defensive coordinator, but I don't think he made his players world better. And I think especially with Adrian Amos, I just don't think that he's the reason that Amos is who he is. I think that he's still going to be a good player. Like I said, it's more about a role for him. And I think, at least in my opinion, he's not somebody that I'm going to trust. I know, you know, safeties are interchangeable at this point in time, but he's somebody that I would trust more as somebody playing closer to the line of scrimmage. I'm not going to call a box safety because I think he's better in coverage than that, but he's not going to have the same type of coverage as, let's say, a guy like Clinton Dix. But he's also a lot more well-rounded, so he's going to be able to cover the run better. He's going to be able to cover the short and intermediate field better. He's just an all-around better player, and he's more well-rounded. And I think that's kind of what a lot of teams are looking for right now, is a guy who can cover. Maybe that's not a strong suit deep downfield, but he's also somebody who can do a lot of other things, and he's not going to be somebody who misses tackles and causes issues downfield where, you know, a guy should be getting 10 or 15 yards and ends up with 30 because, you know, somebody couldn't make a tackle.
Talking with Aaron Lemming on Twitter, Aaron Lemming, NFL. You can find his work at Bear Report. Excuse me. As far as the Packers, it seems like, well, it not seems like, I mean, this is happening. They are acquiring these guys to catch up to the Bears. For years, it was kind of the other way around, and they've sort of dug into the Bears' treasure chest there to do it. The Bears haven't heard much about what they might be doing in free agency. Do they have their hands in anything right now? What do we expect them to be doing in these next couple days?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, they've been extremely quiet this time last year. You know, even before the tampering period started, you know, most of us knew that Burton was a real target, Allen Robinson. I mean, we kind of had an idea what they're going to do this year. It's a little different. I mean, obviously they have some holes. I mean, teams, at least in my mind, if teams aren't getting better, they're getting worse. And the Bears are in absolutely zero position to be complacent at this point. But it's been very quiet. I mean, again, they're a little tight against the cap. They cleared some more space today. They converted Khalil Mack's base salary into a signing bonus, so cleared about $11 million. So they're sitting right about 25 right now. But it's a situation where they're kind of balancing what can they do now versus how that's going to affect them down the line. They have Cody White here who's coming up on an extension, Leonard Floyd who's possibly an extension candidate. They have Tariq Cohen, Eddie Jackson, even Trubisky. I mean, these are all guys that are going to be coming down the line within the next year. They're going to need contracts. So they have to kind of balance whether or not that they can spend a lot this year, which is probably not going to be the case, versus being able to pay some of these guys down the line.
Aaron, appreciate a few minutes. Enjoy the rest of this free agency period. We had no idea we'd be talking to you today, but we're glad we are.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you guys are enjoying the offseason. It's kind of weird to see the Packers spending and the Bears kind of sitting still.
Little odd, but we'll take it, man, for once.
Yeah, appreciate it, Aaron.
See how it turns out.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys have a good rest of the day.
You too.
Aaron Lemming, 1M, Aaron Lemming, NFL on Twitter. You can follow him. He's at Bear Report as well. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
You know, some of the money these free agents get, when it's first reported, C.J. Mosley, $85 million with the Jets. Juwan James, an offensive lineman, $51 million with the Broncos. Usually what ends up happening is they don't usually live out the entire part of that contract. By the end of it, teams are usually looking to duck out of it and cut. So it's how much money is spent up front. So I'll be curious to see, like, even the two deals the Packers sign, with Smith and Amos, how much money is it up front? What's the signing bonus going to be? You know, how that all works. How many years on the contract and everything?
The only number that we've seen on either guy right now, and again, if you guys see anything, send it our way. I mean, we appreciate all the tweets this morning. But I've seen the $16 million from Jason LaConfora on Za'Darius Smith.
Per year?
Yeah, this year. It says this year, 16.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that okay? Is that too high?
Yeah, I guess it depends on the signing bonus and how.
Because we wanted free agents. And I think what happened was, you know, every time a guy makes, I always say this, every time a guy makes over $10 million, they're judged a little more critically. And now you've got a guy that's going to make a ton of money. I mean, is he the second? He's got to be the second highest paid guy on the team, right? I mean, it's Rodgers and then him. Is anybody making more than?
That would be it. Yeah.
It's got
But I mean, the NFL free agency, just like the NBA, you're going to overpay for a guy. I mean, you're going to look at it and say $16 million. Just like Middleton, when his price tag isn't caught up in the NBA, you're going to have to overpay for a guy or whoever decides to sign him. And the same thing here. I mean, you're going to look at it and get a little sticker shock at it, but that's just that's what happens in NFL. That's why these players love the NFL free agency, because they know they're going to get overpaid.
I feel like because we found out the price second, it's like, hey, we signed a guy. Yes. $16 million. Oh. Okay, yes.
We all want the Brooke Lopez $3.5 million deals.
Yeah,
right?
We
love Brooke Lopez.
We want everybody. We can't spend any money.
We love when a guy outperforms his contract. Lopez, I mean, $3.5 million. We're loving that deal because, I mean, he's playing like an $18 million guy.
Outside of whatever Adrian Amos is going to make, there will now be six Packers on the hook, in addition to Smith, so seven, for at least $10 million or more. Mike Daniels is making 10.7 free agent next year. So keep your eye on that. Maybe a possible extension coming his way.
Mm-hmm.
Davante Adams, a very team-friendly contract, making $10 million. It'll go up to $16 the last 2 years of that deal. They will certainly see the end of that, you would think. Jimmy Graham's at 12. David Bakhtiari's at 14. Nick Perry is the second highest paid player currently on the roster at 14.
Yeah. Well, what happens when you get the free agent deal like Perry and you don't play well, fans are going to be upset.
But again, these are not guaranteed contracts. Some is, but
nope,
they're not in the NFL. And I think eventually they will fight for that in their next labor discussion.
But that's great.
Rodgers at 26.
Well, Za'Darius Smith, if he comes in and he's hurt or he doesn't play well or he's average, I mean, he comes in with $16 million, fans are going to expect him to perform up to that price tag. That's just the way it is. Otherwise, fans are going to say, geez, they spent all this money on this guy, and he's invisible out there.
So who are these guys? This is from Michael Cohen's last article from The Athletic. In 2018, Za'Darius Smith played 16 games, 45 tackles, 10 for a loss, 8.5 sacks, a forced fumble. Fourth-round pick in the past. He's entering free agency at the right time. It was the best year of his career. 8.5 sacks led the Ravens. QB hits 25, led the Ravens. Second on the team in those tackles for a loss. He spent his career as part of a pass-rushing timeshare with Terrell Suggs a little bit. None of these guys saw more than 75% of the snaps last season. So while he is in his mid-20s, he also doesn't maybe have as much mileage on him as some of these other guys that might at his age. The floor was expected to be $10 million per year for him. Some people told Michael Cohen at the Combine it could go up to 12. As we're reporting this morning, it looks like it could be up to 16.
Yeah, yeah, that's what CBS, you said, was reporting that?
Yeah, that was Jason LaConfora.
CBS, yeah, from CBS.
And then with Amos, we just discussed him a little bit. 72 tackles last year, a sack, and a couple of interceptions on what was a very good collective unit for the Chicago Bears.
Yeah, I mean, the market is a little out of control, but that's just a given.
799-1250, 414-799-1250. Still plenty of free agency left to come. I don't want to get too attached to these guys because there could be. I mean, I didn't expect one signing this morning. I certainly didn't expect two. Could we get greedy and expect a third?
Well, depending. I mean, let's see where this money falls. I mean, if it's allocated in certain years, maybe there's still some more money to spend.
It's Chuck and Winkler, 414-799-1250 here on The Fan. Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. We like to make sure that you can listen to us whenever you're available to listen to us. We'd love for it to be live because we love the interaction. Facebook, Twitter, the calls, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, we do tell you as soon as we're rocking and rolling, we put out the early podcast out for you guys to catch up. So we're basically saying, hey, listen to whatever's convenient for you. Today, I don't know if I'd recommend listening to the 6 or 7 o'clock hours and maybe just listen to the 8 or 9. Because for the first 2 hours of the show, we were, I'm not going to say bitching's the word, but we were, you know, wondering why it was going to be another year of the Packers not doing anything. That has since become old news.
Yeah, but if you're going to follow the whole story, I guess, how people weren't unhappy earlier in the day.
Yeah, okay, that's a good
idea.
And
the mood of the day kind of changed. You could do that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
You can listen to the first 2 hours about how we were promoting. We're going to do this and this and this and this and this. And then the last 2 hours, we did none of that because we're talking all Packers.
Yeah, we did all football today.
So you can follow along with that. The podcast always available, Fan on Demand, radio.com app, presented by John Paul's Buick GMC Highway 100 in Greenfield. I still would probably prefer the Packers with the two signings today, an edge rusher in Za'Darius Smith and a safety in Adrian Amos. If you're just waking up, the Packers are players in free agency. Za'Darius Smith, about $16 million for at least this year. Only report that I've seen. And when you guys see more, tweet them our way at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Amos is probably going to be around 8, 9, or 10, I would think. So we'll find out what that's like. But the Packers did make some moves. So now, when you make one move, what's your next move? And the next big thing coming up, unless they grab another guy somehow, is the NFL draft. I would still like them to take an edge rusher at 12, because it's not like we still only have one good edge rusher,
yeah,
even after signing one for $16 million in free agency.
Well, either way, I mean, I think Horvat talked about this earlier on the show with us. Best available player. I mean, the Packers, I think, should always do that, unless it's quarterback, obviously. But, I mean, they're in a position where they have so many needs, being how bad they were last year. You could never use enough depth or best guy available on the board.
Well, let me say this. Let's say I'm just looking at the Athletic's latest mock draft because I love the Athletic so much. And you guys should subscribe at theathletic.com, I said, without pay. I just do love it. I'm not kidding. I never have loved a publication this much. Does this sound sincere?
It is. I mean, it sounds like you're doing advertising every day, but that's...
I love
it.
You
know, I love it. I'm out of love
it. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. Here's what it is. You're right. It is good.
I know.
Here's the only thing about the Athletic. I hope it sticks around.
Yeah.
I hope it sticks around. That's the thing. I hope it sticks around, man. It just, God, in today's world, I mean, who would ever guess the Green Bay Press Gazette and the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel would be one, basically.
Right.
And every newspaper in the state basically would be one. So
anyway, I love it.
Yeah. No, I think it's a great deal.
So the latest mock draft, though, Packers pick at 12. You've got TJ Hockenson, tight end, Iowa, at 10. You've got Andre Dillard, tackle, Washington State, at 11. You got Brian Burns, Rashawn Gary, some edge rushers, Florida State and Michigan, respectively, 12 and 13. So in that group, Ryan Horvat, our producer, if you can pick any one of those guys, I mean, if you can at 12 have a tight end, if you can have 12 have a tackle, if you can have an edge rusher, do you still pass up the edge rusher with how good some of these guys are in this draft? Do you go tackle now? Do you go tight end with what they did this morning with Za'Darius Smith?
You want to call me crazy? I say, okay, so the Broncos have the 10th pick, and now they kind of have a quarterback, but I could still see Elway drafting one. So let's say he goes for Drew Lock at 10, and the Bengals, let's say they go for Brian Burns at 11. I would not be disappointed if they went for Devin White, the linebacker out of LSU.
This mock draft has him at 5.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. I've seen him as low as 11. I think 11's the lowest. I saw the Bengals with him. But the thing is, okay, so now
he's the guy, for those of you that aren't sure who these guys, he's the guy who Mike Clemens introduced us to all his horses.
Yeah.
So Devin White's the horses guy, if anyone's...
And there's plenty of horse farms in Wisconsin he can bring his horses, man.
No, that's Mike Clemens.
That's a great point. Like, he can't go play in Oakland. I mean, he can, but I mean, he's going to be looked at kind of like the weirdo. What he does, though, man, is he's kind of like a sideline-to-sideline guy. I feel like a draft analyst here. But what I like about him is, so now the defensive line, it's a strength heading into the season, in my opinion. So what he does is he makes it a lot easier for those three or four guys and the secondary. I really like Devin White. But if Burns is there, I will not be upset if you draft another pass rusher, especially now that he's got a couple guys to play behind, because The other thing, as we know about our beloved Green Bay Packers, is they really struggle to stay healthy, especially on the defensive line. Mike Daniels last year. Wilkerson last year.
Breaking news.
Clark was injured last year. You need depth at that position.
Do you not know what this means?
It's breaking news. You gotta.
I'm in the zone right now, man. I'm talking pass rushers. What's
they signed another guy.
Who?
Preston Smith.
Yeah.
Another edge guy. From Washington.
So, I mean,
26 years old.
They got to be up against the cap now. Three guys in a span of an hour and a half.
Now I might be a little upset if they go with another
pass rusher.
But, yeah. Man, now Devin White is looking really, really good. Or let's just get really crazy here and let's say DK Metcalf. Like, let's say teams for some reason
what
even know this
they?
Is...
Who are these people?
Well, DK Metcalf is the wide receiver that looks like the Terminator out of Ole Miss.
Who are the Packers, I mean?
All these free agencies froze my computer.
Yeah, Horvath, keep talking. I'm not listening.
My computer's not working.
It's okay. You guys don't need to listen. I'll continue to talk to myself.
4 sacks last year for the Redskins, 16 games. Started all of them. Had an interception.
Former
53 tackles.
Former Washington Redskin, yeah.
Oh, boy. Do we have contracts on him or Amos yet?
No deals yet.
Sounds like the Giants were in on him. 3-year starter. Yeah, the Giants were very interested. Second round pick.
BJ tweets in, this means Nick Perry is gone, yes? I would think.
Yeah, I'm wondering, which before this signing right here, I was thinking, would Perry, I mean, obviously they're not going to have him back at $10 million a year or $12 million a year. Would he take a reduced contract?
I would give him a pack of hot dogs and a dirty muffin.
So you wouldn't even think of like a one-year, $3 million deal?
No. Why?
For who?
Nick Perry.
For Nick Perry.
Oh, well, that's impossible. That ain't going to happen.
He breaks his hand literally the first three
weeks. Where is he going to go? Where is he going to get any money?
Don't care.
Yeah. Well, if you cut him, he still gets a bunch of money. And then I think if you can't cut him and pay him and then re-sign him and pay him more.
You can't take a pay cut?
He won't do that.
He's not going to, yeah, because he could still make money and then go somewhere and prove the Packers wrong. Which, good luck staying on the field for more than 6 weeks. But
no, I'd still be open to Clay. I'm still open to Clay in the middle for a couple million.
Yeah, they're talking
4 or 5
for like six. $4-5 million for Clay.
What if he wants 6?
Sounds like they're. Well, I mean, we're talking $1 million.
5, yes, 6,
here.
No.
I'll do 3 or 4.
Talking $1 million, that's nothing. You know, when you're talking 10 to 15 million, that's different.
Yeah, it's nothing.
See, here's the thing.
Since I've graduated, I think I've made $180,000 combined in 12 years.
Well, I mean, for the NFL.
I give Clay
cross guys. That's a lot of money.
I know.
That's our lifetime.
We're just nonchalantly talking about $16 million.
No, that's nothing.
Here's the thing.
I'm lucky when my paycheck breaks 800.
Oh, I know. I don't even know what that looks like at these
Jeez,
times,
guys.
But Clay Matthews, man, the thing about him is, I bring him back for $3 to $4 million because A, you've overpaid him for the better half of a decade. B, look at the endorsements that you've. I mean, look how much money Clay Matthews can make off the field. C, I mean, he'll probably have a piece of this organization. Like, he could come back as like a linebackers coach, like a Kevin Green type dude. Like, he has a future making money. So I am not paying $5 to $6 million for Clay Matthews.
See, I think he's going to end up, I have a feeling, in Los Angeles with the Rams.
Think so?
Yeah, I got
a
feeling.
There's been speculation to that.
There's some. They got enough guys on defense at his position where he doesn't have to be the main guy. He could be a situational guy. And they could play him some inside, too. So I think that's... I bet you he ends up one of...
You want to give me 2-to-1 odds on Clay to sign here? I'll take him to sign here?
I no.
And just go 25?
No. Because I don't know. I mean, I don't have a strong feeling either way. He could... They were talking to his agent at the combine, so he could re-sign here.
$25 that he signs with the Packers.
Horvath, if you want to...
31 other teams to chuck.
Yeah.
I'll kind of take that bet. I'll bet $500 right now that he retires a Packer. He signs a one-day contract like John Kuhn.
He will eventually.
Yeah,
is he
going
to cry the whole time like Kuhn did?
5 or 6 years. He won't come back like Favre did.
My quarterback.
The best. Remember when they used to do the mean tweets?
Like, yeah.
They did it on Jimmy Kimmel. And they had Clay Matthews on there, and they're like, Clay Matthews sitting out another week with a broken finger, cut that effing thing off and get out there and play. And he read it, and he goes, I kind of actually respect that.
Yeah.
So 3 free agents to be signed. The Rappaport tweet regarding Preston Smith, edge rusher Washington, says, the deal is not done yet, but it will get done. So we'll just kind of roll with it. That's 3 guys then. 2 edge rushers, 1... Za'Darius Smith, Baltimore. 26. Two, they've got Preston Smith, Washington. He's 26. And then Amos is the one that's 25, I believe, the safety from Chicago. So the Packers, in the span of 90 minutes, we have just found out that they're about to sign three guys. Tyler tweets in, how are you guys keeping up with this amount of news? This stuff never happens this early. I'm not sure. I can pretty much guarantee you this is it for us for the year. This is all the breaking news we'll be able to cover for the year. We're just getting it all in one day, and the next 10 months is just going to be reaction.
I mean, I think the biggest signing we ever had here in the morning was when the Bucs signed Drew Gooden, 5 years, $30 million. And we all know how that turned out.
How'd that day go? Were you happy about it?
Well, I mean, because the Bucs were just made the playoffs the previous years, and they needed a guy like that.
The missing piece.
And it turned out to be awful.
I wouldn't be surprised, though, now if the Packers trade down or they package some of these picks.
Yeah, that's a good point, too.
Like, I would not be surprised. Yeah. But, I mean, here's what I'm saying. And I know that we're talking about the defensive side of the ball, but you've
this
gotten significantly better.
This completely changes the draft.
And I'm saying, like, right now, though, if you have one of those 4-3 speed SEC wide receivers without 15 names, like Marquez, Valdez, like, if we have, like, big names that for some reason do drop, and I'm not focused on the offensive side of the ball either, but if DK Metcalf is there at pick 12, man, I got to do it.
Well, I think they might go. They could go tight end.
And see, that's fine. But like, is Rodgers going to use the tight end? Are the Packers going to use the tight end? Like, you could tell me about Matt LaFleur's offense, but is Aaron Rodgers going to use the tight end? Or
he's always talked about using a tight end in his offense. But I mean, we don't know anything about LaFleur and what he's going to bring here. What his offensive scheme is going to be?
Jared Cook, Jimmy Graham, Martellus Bennett. Like, none of them have really worked out. Like, Jared Cook was good, but like we said a couple weeks back, we remember him for one catch in the postseason. Yeah, what do you remember him in the NFL?
Hurt most of the year.
414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. We will check in with Bill Schmid before the end of the show. They're down in Phoenix, but we do want to hear from you guys at 414-799-1250. You know, when I take a long vacation like those guys are, down at the baseball activities. I don't know what I can say here. The baseball activities in Arizona. When you take a long trip like that, every time I take a long trip, when I'm driving back on my street and see my house, I think, please let it be there. Please let it be there. You never know. You never know. Hippo Home Insurance works with you. I've been talking a lot about these guys. They're not only good for when something happens, they're good for preventing something from happening. So check them out online at myhippo.com. You can see what your quote's going to be with this updated home insurance. They've got updated home insurance for you instead of the old stuff from the 60s and 70s, some of these policies where they actually have written things like fine china that I don't... You need the laptops. You need the TVs. Are you sure that stuff's in your policy? Take a look at yours. So update it. Save money. You can save up to 25%. Go to myhippo.com. It takes just 60 minutes. And also prevent some of the stuff from happening with the help, because they will proactively make sure and help you to prevent stuff from happening. Eligible customers get complimentary smart home sensors. So when there's a water leak, when there's smoke and carbon monoxide, they'll send an alert to your phone. And you think, oh, what's that going to cost me? They actually give you a discount to do that. They also have the latest artificial intelligence technology to analyze aerial imagery. Basically, what that means is they'll send a drone up and look at your roof so you know when you've got to get it replaced or if there's something going on up there. They monitor building permits. They are like a friend for you that can help you out. Not only modernize the coverage, but make sure that you're preventing things before you need that coverage. Check them out, myhippo.com. It's Hippo Home Insurance, myhippo.com. You can save up to 25%, and it only takes 60 seconds to check it out. What are you waiting for? MyHippo.com. The Packers are signing free agents today at a speed which we can hardly keep up. We'll refresh everybody. Take your calls, 799-1250. Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Here's what we know. Za'Darius Smith, linebacker, edge rusher, Ravens, mid-20s. He's going to sign with the Packers. The initial report could be about $16 million per, not six, 16. Preston Smith, edge rusher, Washington. No idea yet on the contract numbers for him. Edge rusher, he's going to sign with the Packers too. And for good measure, let's go to the secondary. The former Bear will be a Packer, Adrian Amos. Safety will sign with the Packers as well. I think what excites me the most about this, Chuck, is not actually the fact that they're involved in free agency and, like, this period isn't a dead zone for Packer fans, because I thought that would be what it is. I love the possibilities that this opens up with the draft. Now you're looking at signing a couple guys, and now you've got, can we let that sink in? You've got two picks in the first round of the NFL draft that you can either trade down, you could trade for a player. I mean, long shot scenario, you could trade 12 for Odell Beckham. I mean, the Giants are like 0.222% willing to trade him. Hey, you've got that pick. Let's even look at it. So the potential of what it opens up with the draft is what excites me.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got 10 players or you got 10 picks or whatever. I mean, you can get some really productive guys. Yeah, but I mean, I guess we should, I mean, we should be surprised the Packers are spending money, but we shouldn't. They were $30 million under the cap for 35 million under the cap. So they have to spend some of it. I mean, according to the NFL rules, they got to spend some of it. So they did on three guys today and three real good guys too. I mean, not the very tippy top of free agency, but the next level. And we talked about this early in the show. Would you rather see the Packers spend a lot of money on the top free agents or maybe that next tier and get more? And that's what appears that they've done here.
Kyle's in Brown Deer. You guys can chime in, 414-799-1250. What's up, Kyle?
I was just wondering, since these signings, which just totally shocked me, but I guess new regiment, I guess new thinking also. I'm just wondering if they'll now use one of their later picks, maybe let it go down a little bit further and try getting Dee Ford. And also, what do you think of them trying to go after Saffold? Or would that be too much that they can't afford? And I'll just sit back and listen, okay?
All right, for Dee Ford, I mean, you're going to have to pay him a ton of money, too. Saffold, the left guard with the Titans.
Well, you got Ford, you're going to have to make a trade, too. You're going to have to give up maybe a draft pick or two to Kansas City. So you might not be able to get that done, either.
Saffold's expected to get about $7 million a season. Do you pay a guard $7 million? I mean, if you can.
Well, it depends on how much money they're under the cap right now.
They'll figure it out. I mean, they can still cut guys. Tremont's going to get cut.
Well, Nick Perry, number one, is going to get cut.
Nick Perry could get cut.
Matthews is going to have his salary reduced.
Well, he's a free agent.
He is a free agent. You're right. So, I mean, he's off the books already. He's part of that $30 million off the books already. So, yeah, who else? Tremont's
owed $6 million. They're going to cut.
That would be it. They're not going to, would they cut anybody else?
Unless they cut Jimmy Graham still.
Could they do that? Unless they draft somebody they really like, and they're going to grow with that young guy at tight end.
I wouldn't look at it like they came into today with $30 million, and once they spend it, they're done.
Yeah.
They can still maneuver some stuff.
Oh, yeah. Just because they signed three guys doesn't mean they could be done because, yeah, there's definitely some money that could be moved around.
Maybe Danica Paycheck can give some of his money back.
Yeah.
How do you like that? I just came up with that nickname.
Well, she's making some good – she's worth a lot of money, man.
Oh, that's what I call Aaron now. Danica Paycheck.
Well, she's got her own money, man.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell her to get back in the race car and make some money, win a race for once and get some prize money, and then Rogers can give some money back.
She's making all his money off endorsements.
You think they share their finances yet or no?
Well, probably not.
Do most couples share finances? I think you're dumb if you don't.
When you're married?
You can have like a little stash fund.
You mean when you're married?
Yeah.
I think that's the way it works, isn't it?
I don't know. I see some of my friends on Venmo that are married that are sending each other rent checks for the month.
What?
What are you doing?
If you're married? Now, yeah. if you're dating, that's one thing.
They're like married together for 3 years and it's like $650 from her to him for rent.
Really?
Yeah.
So they split like the heating bill? How about the kids? Do they take turns of buying the meals for the kids?
Honey, I love you so much. You're the love of my life. I want to spend the rest of my life for you. Can you pay me $80 for the water?
That's absurd. Is that the new way of doing things?
I don't know.
No. Now, again, if you're living together, if you're living in sin, there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're doing that, then I can see. But,
ooh, ooh,
man,
ooh.
I don't know why you'd go halfsies on rent.
Preston Smith's going to make $13 million per year.
Really? Well, Packers got to be over the salary cap now. they got to be over the salary cap.
Packers, we woke up today and we're talking about Packers just spent $30 million on two linebackers.
Yeah.
And then probably another 10 on Adrian Amos.
Have to redo Aaron Rodgers' contract.
Oh, man.
Aaron, they're going to call Aaron in. Say, Aaron, do you know something? We just signed three free agents.
That's from Mike Garofalo.
That $33 million we're going to give you, it now becomes 27. What do you think? 26?
Well, this is what we wanted for a decade.
Oh, can you imagine? Hey, can you imagine?
This is what we wanted.
You talk about Danica? The Packers call up Rodgers, say they're going to reduce the contract. Danica would be right at Murphy's office.
Oh,
she'd be grabbing Murphy just like she grabs those other race car drivers right by the collar when they cut her off in a lane. She'd be grabbing Murphy, grabbing him by the collar, right or by the tie. How dare you?
You know what? I'm going to put this show this morning as one of my top five favorite shows that we've ever done, because the first 2 hours was people saying things like, the Packers don't need to spend in free agency. Only idiots spend. Only the bad teams spend. It's all funny money. If you spend on the second day of free agency, you're a loser. You're a loser team. The last 2 hours have been excitement about us doing something and then finding out that these guys are going to cost a lot of money.
We've done interviews with people we didn't think we were going to have on the show today. We've had to cancel people. We haven't talked a second about the Bucs, which we shouldn't, because it's all about free agency today. Yeah, we went today.
Want to talk about the updated MVP odds. Giannis is...
Well, today, maybe Harvey could bring that up here, what we missed. But we didn't miss anything.
We're not even doing that today.
We didn't even miss free agency.
We still got to check in with Bill Schmidt.
We didn't miss anything in free agency today.
No.
But this was one of those days where, the news all broke on our show today, which is good.
Which has also never happened.
Yeah.
Brad's in Racine. What's up, Brad?
Hey, Brad.
Good morning, gentlemen. Yes, my question is now you go out and get Montez Sweat, because I've seen him as high as 31 with the Packers pick. And all the way now, he's climbed the board to number 6. I think the guy's going to be a great player, and he can really add a lot to that defense.
So still go grab an impact edge guy.
Yes. Go get Montez Sweat, because I think he's going to be really good.
Boy.
And if you can't get him, you go get the guy from Florida, Polite, who's been all over the board as well. Boy. And then you solidify that defense.
Boy, on the defensive line, are they going to have enough big numbers to go around?
Here's the Preston Smith deal, according to Ian Rappaport. It's a 4-year deal. The base is $52 million. He gets $16 million to sign. And it's 27.5 over the first 2 years.
Jeez. That sounds like salary cap casualty toward the end of that deal. Man. So I want to see what Amos is going to get here then.
So
I mean, if you said Preston Smith on that?
That's Preston
Smith. Okay, Preston Smith. Za'Darius Smith.
Oh, yeah, two Smiths.
That's got to be $16 million. And what is Adrian Amos getting?
Wow.
A couple of free dinners at 1919.
This is bonkers. There's another tweet here. Now, this was sent before some of this money started floating around. Jonesina Anderson of ESPN reports one of the following teams has a good likelihood of signing Le'Veon Bell today: the Jets, the Colts, the Ravens, the Bills, the Texans, and the Packers.
Oh, and the Packers? With what? How long ago did she send that?
That was an hour ago.
Oh, well, I mean, things have changed a little bit in the last hour and a half. When did that first break? About 10 minutes to 8?
Yeah.
The first signing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, things have changed a little bit.
Wow. What a day. We'll recap everything. We'll check in with our boys down at spring training. It's all coming up next. Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. Chuck and Winkler, served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Big shout out to you guys. You know, this news is coming down and we're just pretty much reading it as it happens. Those of you that have been tweeting, calling, messaging, just to make sure that we're all on the same page. The latest is Preston Smith getting a deal. Linebacker was with the Redskins. That's going to be a four-year deal. Base salary, $52 million. $27.5 over the first 2 years. Za'Darius Smith, you're looking at another edge guy, about $16 million. Adrian Amos, we'll see what the safety gets. But the Packers locking down three free agents this morning. No longer a free agent as the Wendy's Big Show has signed this guy up long-term, Bill Schmid, who is in Arizona for spring training. Billy, what are you thinking of these prices that are getting thrown around here?
Hey, Schmitty.
Well, first off, I appreciate you thinking it's long-term. But, you know, as we know, it could always move around.
Yeah,
I'm lined in. Yeah, it's always one of those short prove-it deals. You know, you can earn something after. But, man, guys, woke up and there was some news going around and some beef. That front four is going to be thick for the Packers that they can put out. You know, when you want to load up in a sub-package with a lot of defensive backs, you're going to have two edge guys and Smith that are going to be able to put some pressure on the quarterback and then let Kenny Clark and Mike Daniels pressure inside. That's going to be fun to watch.
How about this? We send you guys to Arizona, and it's all Packer news today.
Yeah, right. And you know what? It's good because if, Chuck, you know this, if there was news coming out of yesterday, then it probably would have been bad news.
Yeah.
It probably would have been something scary.
Yeah.
Instead, it's just Jimmy getting back on the mound and feeling himself out. And that's what you're going to see here in the next couple of times before he's able to get into an actual game here into the regular season. He's going to need to get stretched out, and he's going to need to get comfortable just throwing off that mound again to live hitters.
Well, that's why we have the spring training live show every night, no matter what's happening in our sports landscape. Billy and Tim every night, 6 to 8, from Arizona on The Fan with spring training live coverage presented by the Milwaukee Admirals. Hashtag
yes,
we are Mill Hockey. So Jimmy Nelson, I've been saying, and I just want to be clear, I'm rooting for him, but I've been saying that I asked Adam McKelvey yesterday, I said, what time are you going to tweet out that there's been another setback? Because it's just, I think he's got a long road back. And at he least, does. And I know he gave up the home run and, you know, some runs, but he did strike out a few guys. So at least there's that to talk about. I still think that it's a long way back, though, Billy.
No doubt it is. And for Jimmy, one of the things of yesterday was, guys, 549 days since he played in a major league game. That number just continues to blow my mind that it has been this long for him to come back. And because the injury was so uncommon, you look at a guy like Brent Suter, he's out throwing long toss and getting ready to be able to come back from a torn UCL, which back in the day, guys, that was almost career ending for some guys.
Well,
some guys never came back from that.
Yeah, both. And both injuries.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep. And now a UCL is a year back, and some guys, their careers are better. They make more money after they tear it because science is so good. With this injury that Jimmy had, there was three different things that you had to go in there and fix when they were under the knife and when they were in there moving around in that shoulder. It's going to be a long way back. But I'll tell you this, guys. I think all those players standing out at the top rail of the dugout yesterday, wanting to be there for Jimmy, wanting to see him get back, and then, you know, giving him some support right after. He could be a wild card in this situation from a chemistry standpoint and on the field.
Yeah, how cool was that to see the standing ovations, the players on the top step of the dugout watching him pitch yesterday? Because they know, and the fans appreciated, all the hard work he's put into making this yesterday possible.
Yep, yep. And two, Chuck, it's a noticeable difference in Jimmy's body style, right? I mean, he's lost a good 30 pounds from when we probably last saw him on a major league diamond, and he's ripped up. He's put in so much time into his body. He was in there pretty much every day last year, except that I found out, you know, when we were talking to him yesterday before the appearance, that he wasn't there when they clinched the game in St. Louis. He wasn't there for the 163, and there's a difference about wanting to be a part of this for Jimmy Nelson that those players know he's waiting for. And frankly, guys, fans do too. He's a homegrown guy. You saw him come up in the organization. You root for a dude like that. You do. And especially a dude that was as highly prospected as he was when he was coming up. You knew that he was going to be good. And then he goes through some struggles at the big league level. I think everybody was cheering for him because he was finally at the top of his game, reaching that potential that you thought he was going to have when the injury happened at Wrigley a year and a half ago.
Ton more Packer reaction on the station today. Most of it coming Arizona. We'll have the Bill Michaels Show coming up in about 2 minutes. The Big Show and then Spring Training Live will be on again. 6 to 8 tonight. Billy, before we let you go, I think that the thing I'm most excited about with the Packer free agency day is all the possibilities that are opened up now with the draft. And we were kicking around. We were on the air kicking around. Do you still take an edge guy at 12 with Za'Darius Smith? As we were debating that, they signed Preston Smith. So while there's some good guys there, I just think the possibilities are now endless.
Oh, no doubt. And the best part is you can get two starters out of those first two picks in that first round, guys, and they're not necessarily needs. They're where you can plug and play and where you can just make an addition. I think it's a great, great job by you guys, too. We were listening to it out on the patio, getting ready, having some coffee this morning, and this is one of those where you're bobbing and weaving and the news keeps coming in, and seemingly it's great news for all Packer fans because you guys know Packer Twitter, if they didn't sign anybody today, they were going to go 3-13.
Well, don't catch the first 2 hours of our show then, because that's all it was everybody complaining, and including us, and then the news started coming in, and now we're all happy. So.
Well, they didn't make any moves the first day, and so people are just wondering what's going on. They got all this money to spend, and then it all happens in the final 2 hours of our show.
Well, sometimes the radio gods bless you. You guys picked it up today. We'll talk to you later.
Yep, have a good one down there. Bill Schmidt at spring training. All of our coverage.
Take care of your voice today. Get some rest.
Who, me?
You got it through 4 hours.
I don't know what you're talking about. I sound as good as ever.
Okay.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins.
Thought I was working with the nighttime guy on CBS for most of the show today.
Hey, the Packers signed Preston Smith. Going to be about $13 million. Preston and Za'Darius. I can't get my Smith straight. It's Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. Bill Michaels up next from Arizona. More on everything that just happened today here on The Fan.
Tax reform impacts virtually every tax return this year. That means yours, too. If you're wondering what that means for you and your refund, but don't want to spend hours reading the tax code, head over to H&R Block. No one knows tax reform better than Block. Their tax pros will help you find every credit and deduction available, so you get every dollar you deserve. Because wouldn't you rather spend more time thinking about what to do with your maximum refund and less time figuring out what a TCJA qualifying eligible dependent is? Hint, it's your kid. In person or online, Block has your back.
Hey, it's Mom. Somebody forgot to thaw the chicken, so meet us at Chili's for 3 for $10. Oh, and congratulate your sister on her report card. It's not great, but this time she didn't try to hide it from us. Oh, and remember, tonight's your dad's goatee intervention. Love you. See you at Chili's.
Come in now for Chili's 3 for $10. Starter, entree, and drink for just $10. With entrees like hand-battered chicken crispers and for a limited time, our mouth-watering sirloin steak topped with garlic butter. Together, we Chili's. Available at participating locations only.
Dutch Boy's new Platinum Plus paint with Stain Shield technology has the performance you expect from a luxury paint at a price you didn't. Platinum Plus is up to 50% more washable and stain resistant than a leading premium paint in satin sheen. Superiority ranges from 24 to 50% depending on sheen selected. Platinum Plus keeps your walls looking new longer. Menards and Dutch Boy paint have you covered.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.